Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday, Thursday. Today it is Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
With 5:55 left in the second half at the NCAA Men's Tournament, UB is doubling up on what they did last year, blowing out Arizona by pretty much blowing out Arizona State. They're up 20, and Bulldog, if it's okay with you, we are going to join Josh Wetzel in Tulsa, courtside.
Hang on, I want to update the status of this broiler poll first. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
For the remainder of this game, enjoy.
Dort, front court left for Arizona State. Under 6 minutes to play. Dort penetrates, skits by Graves, hangs in the air, lays it up and off, but a foul. And once again, Arizona State is going to the free throw line.
You know, and I would guess that that's a play that Dort has that ball go in almost every other time he does it. But that's been a bit of the story of the day for Lou Dort. Just 4 points on 2 of 8 shooting and 0 for 5 from beyond the arc.
Second foul on Devontae Jordan. Dort to the stripe. And the free throw good. Another rainbow free throw from one of these Arizona State Sun Devils. That is just the 5th point today for Dort, who averages 16 a game.
I think the Bills' ability to shut him down has been maybe one of the biggest keys of this game.
Dort connects on them both. 81-61 Buffalo. Full court press for the Sun Devils. Harris moves down the baseline, then slings it into the front court for McRae, who cherry picked to the other end. He goes up to try to dunk it, and he's fouled by Cheatham. Cheatham didn't think he got him. Montel snuck behind the defense. Jeremy Harris looked like a quarterback gunning it to Montel, and Montel went up there for the attempt at a highlight reel slam, but got slammed by Cheatham instead.
There was nothing other than trying to slam that for what Montel McRae was going to do from when he received that pass outside the arc on the right wing. He was going in for the dunk no matter what.
Free throw, short, this time spills off McRae. Now 2 of 3 from the line. Buffalo up 20, 81-61. UB basketball brought to you by UBMD Emergency Medicine, providing UB faculty board-certified emergency physicians to 8 Western New York hospitals. Free throw short. McRae missed them both. Cheatham rebounds the miss for Arizona State. South pass head to Dort as they move it right to left. Dort head of the key, picked up by Graves. Cherry right of the circle, shoots a guarded 3, no good. Rebound Massenburg. It's Buffalo ball. 5.5 minutes left.
1 of 17 now from 3.
UB's defense on opponent three-pointers has been good. Opponents only shoot 30% from 3 against the Bulls on the year. Massenburg near the left hash mark. Moves right. Lost the dribble on a spin move. The ball's loose but picked up by Harris. Buffalo keeps it. Graves from Jordan. Back to Devontae at the top. Devontae penetrates. Gives it to Massenburg on the left. 3 to shoot. CJ tosses up a 3. Short. Rebound out of bounds off the hand of Cheatham. Cheatham says not.
I thought that was Graves, but
I did too.
Yeah.
UB may have caught a break, but they're up 20. 5:01 to go. A lot of breaks going the Bulls' way today. Jordan inbounds from the right baseline. Finds Harris. Right foul on extended. The lefty from North Carolina gives it up to Jordan between the circles. Devontae snaps it to Graves, left wing in front of Nate Oates. One hand pass to Harris, head of the key. The lefty tries a 3, in and out, and back in again off the glass. Reminiscent of one of his makes from Cleveland on Saturday. 84-61 Buffalo. Dort kicks out to Cherry for a three-pointer. No good. Harris there to rebound it. He slips and falls and loses the ball. Turnover Buffalo. Dort from the left wing for a three, and he got it. Just the second three of the game for Arizona State, and Bobby Hurley has called a timeout. 84-64 Buffalo with 4:25 to play, and we will take a break from Tulsa. You're listening on to UBBulls.com. 84-64, the Bulls are in front of Arizona State. 4:25 to play again, an NCAA tournament win looming in the headlights of the Bulls.
And how about a little shout-out at the moment to the UB women's basketball team leading Rutgers 64-63 with about 7.5 minutes to go in that game in Storrs, Connecticut.
Likely the winner of that game would face UConn.
That is likely correct.
At their home gymnasium.
And likely a heck of a challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the Bulls have certainly presented Arizona State with a heck of a challenge today. And as we mentioned earlier, the beginning of this game, first 7 or 8 minutes, kind of seesawed back and forth a little bit. But it's all almost like UB was kind of measuring up the Sun Devils. And then once they got a good gauge on their opponent, it's been all Bulls since then.
And almost letting Arizona State exert whatever momentum or whatever adrenaline sort of they had, knowing that they were going to hit the wall a little bit after the difficult travel situation.
And it certainly looks like this will be the first time since they expanded to the first four in 2011 that one of those teams from the first four will not eventually advance to the round of 32. UB inbounding against the full court press. They're leading 84-64 with 4:24 to play. Massenburg trapped near the baseline, forced to call a timeout. And when it came to Massenburg and Arizona State's full court press, double teamed him right by the baseline, and that sends us right away to another timeout. So we only lost 4 seconds on that break. Hope you're ready there back in the studios, Nick. 4:21 to go. It's 84-64. Buffalo leading Arizona State here in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And you're listening to UB Bulls basketball from Learfield IMG College. In Tulsa, a lot of folks have left the building by now with UB leading Arizona State 84-64. There'll be an intermission after this game is over before the next round of games today, which will feature the Midwest region. 14th seed Georgia State will be facing the 3rd seed Houston. And then 11th seed Ohio State against the 6th seed Iowa State. Interesting, by the way, that the Bulls and Ohio State are staying in the same hotel here in Tulsa. And yet UB is the team in that hotel that everyone expects to win.
That's right, yeah. And one of the rare times that the Bulls and the Buckeyes have the same accommodations in anything. So, yes, there was a lot of Ohio State folks hanging around the hotel that they are sharing with the Bulls. We want to welcome all the listeners joining us on WGR 550 in Buffalo for the tail end of what has been an incredibly impressive Buffalo Bulls victory. They have been in control since a late first half run, and it hasn't even been close at any point since then.
84-64 Buffalo, 4:15 remaining in Tulsa. Jeremy Harris way out near midcourt, hands it off to Javon Graves. He's guarded by the lengthy Tayshaun Cherry, 6'8 freshman. Left wing Harris hands it off to C.J. Massenburg, rolling to the top of the key. Left wing Harris. Now back to Massenburg between the rings. Three to shoot. C.J. has to lean in, try a three-pointer. Way off. And a shot clock violation since it didn't hit the rim. Arizona State gets the ball. Well, speaking of Ohio State, we bumped into their longtime broadcast voice, Paul Keels, the other night. He was remembering Khalil Mack's performance.
Well, we talked because the Bulls football team is going to play at Ohio State next year, and I said, I don't think we're going to be able to have a Khalil Mack throw at you this time.
Cherry drains a right wing three for Arizona State. Bobby Hurley immediately calls a timeout. 84-67. This is the closest Arizona State has been in a bit. 3:46 to play. Arizona State will have one more timeout left. The Bulls with two, not that they want to use any of them.
You know, and if you are just tuning into us, Josh used the phrase earlier in the game, and it may sound crazy to you, but it's incredibly accurate. This has been a workmanlike Buffalo effort. Nothing flashy. No player in particular has had a credible game. It's just been a typical, hard-fought, intense, good defense, move the ball, balanced scoring effort by the Bulls. And you might think that sounds crazy that in the NCAA tournament, a workmanlike Buffalo effort can get you the potential of a 20-point win over a really good Pac-12 team, but that's been what's happened here today, and that's just an indication of how good this Buffalo team really is.
And I think they came into this game totally expecting to win. UB against the pressure, Massenburg deep in the backcourt, mounts it to Jordan, up ahead it comes to Massenburg in the right front court. CJ into the lane, all the way to the hoop, off the glass he goes, and he lays it in. Massenburg has 16 points, 86-67, the Bulls in the lead. Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, Lou Dort, rainbows up a three, wide left, no, and it line drives right off the rim to Jeremy Harris for the Bulls. And what's this? Devontae Jordan grabbing onto his right hip. Devontae limping off the floor for the Bulls. Dante Carruthers will come in to replace him. And Devontae maybe got an inadvertent elbow or knee or something into his right rear end.
Yeah, let's hope that's nothing more than that, because he's really struggling a little bit to get off the court.
He limps to the end of the bench. UB athletic trainer Andy Bliss will tend to him. Left corner, Dante Carruthers. Buffalo up by 19 points. Carruthers slicing the paint all the way to the basket. Went up to the hoop to try to slam it, and Cherry blocked it away. The freshman at the other end, a runner off the glass, no good. The rebound is loose. Perkins picks it up for the Bulls. And then C.J. Massenburg fouled by Zylan Cheatham. Fourth foul by Zylan.
I'm not really sure what Dante was thinking there, because he took off from the free throw line and there was no in between. My first thought was, is he going to get there? And then he didn't, because they were able to get in there and block it. But I just think that was Dante saying, I want to make a one shining moment, is what he was thinking.
Well, the UB bench has guys that aren't even trying to conceal their smiles over that. Massenburg is at the stripe for two free throws and the double bonus. Again, 16 today for CJ. The Bulls veteran leader missed the free throw wide left. One more for Massenburg.
Within 30 points now of the school record for scoring held by Javon McCray, and it sure looks like CJ's going to get at least one more, if not more than that, a chance to break it.
The Massenburg free throw, airborne. That's in and out. Cheatham rebounds it for ASU. Well, I tell you what, if he gets it here in Tulsa, UB might be going to Anaheim.
You betcha.
Top of the key, Rob Edwards operating on Massenburg. A behind-the-back dribble. Gets down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball going up. And it's out of bounds to Arizona State. Bobby Hurley laughing on the sideline sarcastically because he thought that was a foul on one of the Bulls. And, in fact, I guess they did call a foul. And Edwards will go to the line. I believe the personal that time goes on Massenburg, and it is the third on the UB senior from Dallas.
So we don't know yet when the Bulls will play on Sunday. We know they're going to play Texas Tech. We don't know when time-wise, maybe later today, Josh, you thought, or early tomorrow morning. A lot of that is dictated by television and dictated by what other second-round games are going to be played and where CBS wants to put all those games in what windows. So I would assume afternoon at some point, but who knows when that'll be.
Edwards makes both free throws, 86-69. Buffalo the lead. They lose the ball on the full court press. Carruthers somehow gets it back, whips it to Harris. Now Perkins down the left baseline for the two-hand flush. UB beat the pressure. Perkins got the dunk. He's over 20 points. UB with an 88-69 lead. Edwards in the high lane. Pitches that outside right. Cherry buzzes it under the hoop to Cheatham, and Cheatham lays it home. 88-71. The Bulls comfortably in front. We wind down close to 2 minutes left. Carruthers at midcourt on the dribble. Now Massenburg. They're trying to foul him, and finally the whistle and foul. Going against Cheatham, and Zylan Cheatham is fouled out of the game now. The terrific senior forward for ASU, a first-team all-conference selection, has now fouled out with 22 points and 8 rebounds.
On the Buffalo side, both Jeremy Harris and Nick Perkins with 21 points in this game. Double-double for Jeremy, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Nick Perkins, 21 points and 10 rebounds for him. Double-double doubles. Sounds like my coffee order.
That doesn't happen very often. Zylan Cheatham gets a big hug from Bobby Hurley as he leaves the floor. Saw Zylan Cheatham yesterday in the press conference, by the way, with ASU. Really impressive young man. And He will be replaced by Daquan Lake for Arizona State. Massenburg to the stripe for the Bulls. Should point out that Grand Island High School product Jake Sweeney is on the Arizona State bench, a grad assistant for Bobby Hurley. Massenburg gets the free throw to go. Jake Sweeney, former UB student manager when Bobby Hurley was the Bulls head coach.
And the master of the bow tie.
That's right. He started the manager tradition at UB of wearing bow ties, Jake Sweeney. Next free throw goes as well for Massenburg. 90-71 Buffalo. We have 2 minutes to play in Tulsa. Lou Dort, head of the key, gets by Harris to the basket. Righty runner, bounces off the rim. It goes, counted, and a foul. Dort with a very athletic move. Got a step on Harris and finished at the rim. The foul goes on Harris. Number two on Jeremy.
And regardless of how many points Lou Dort ends up with, he's in double figures now, he was never a factor in this game. 2 points at the half, single digits well into the second half. The Bulls took him right out of this game. Never let Arizona State's leading scorer become any kind of a factor.
It's the free throw, converting the three-point play. A minute 50 to play. Buffalo up 16, 90-74. Javon Graves holding near midcourt. Kamani Lawrence comes up on him now. Graves trying to dribble by, and a reach-in foul on Lawrence right near midcourt. And Kamani Lawrence is fouled out of the game with a minute 42 on the clock. What's going on in that women's game?
Looks like 76-71 Buffalo with 2:10 to go in the game as the 10th-seeded Bulls lead the 7th-seeded Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Bulls, boy, they were down at 1.6 or 6 or 8 points and made a nice little run and hit some really big shots and some threes as I'm trying to keep one eye on that game while we're watching this one. But just a, you know, boy, another, it seems like another inspired effort by Felicia Legette-Jack's Bulls team.
Graves first to two free throws, missed wide right. Bulls have missed a few free throws down the stretch. Elias Valtonen, a 6'7 freshman from Finland, came in to replace Kamani Lawrence, his first action of the game. And Graves, a sophomore from Malvern, Ohio, with one more. He shoots it, he hits it. 13 points for Graves, and he has been playing sensationally down the stretch for Buffalo. UB is up by a 91-74 score. Edwards top of the circle for a three. Too strong. Long rebound, Dante Carruthers. Dante on a push into the front court. Angles right, now turns toward the basket, and then slows it down on the baseline. Dante operates against Valtonen, who just came in. Out high, Massenburg, a minute 20 to go. CJ holds the ball against Lou Dort. Now drives. CJ into the lane. Stops. Stripped by Cherry. Going up. The ball bounced out of bounds off Arizona State. A minute 11 remaining. UB in fine fiddle right now as they close in on their second NCAA tournament win ever. Vitaly Scheibel will come on for Arizona State. He's a 6'9 redshirt sophomore from the Ukraine. And out goes Tayshaun Cherry. Scheibel actually started 20 games last year for Arizona State. Massenburg in the paint, five to shoot. Stripped going up by Scheibel, got it back. Left wing Perkins, he'll hoist a three off the front rim. Rob Edwards clears it away for Arizona State. Under a minute to play. Edwards shaking at the left wing. Kills the dribble. Now to Dort near midcourt. Dort crosses over to the right of the circle. Probes the right side of the lane. A lot of contact with Perkins. Just chucks it off the backboard. No good. Carruthers takes it out of there for the Bulls. And UB is getting ready to clear their bench. Wow. 40 seconds left. Buffalo calls a timeout. A rolling timeout just to bring in the guys off the bench. Rondo Segu, Trayvon Fagan, Janathan Williams, and Brock Bertram all come in. And the UB fans behind the bench giving a standing ovation to the Bulls, who have performed marvelously today in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Eighth time this year, Josh, the Bulls have scored over 90 points in a game, and to think that they've done it in the first round of the NCAA tournament against Arizona State, not shocking or surprising at all. Maybe that amount of points is a little bit, but the effort here and the domination, frankly, not surprising at all.
Rondo Segu in there for the first time today, has the ball between the circles, penetrates, scoops it up the right hand off the glass, no good. Trayvon Fagan rebounds, his shot blocked by Valtonen, comes out the midcourt where Janathan Williams runs it down, and now UB with a shot clock off can dribble things out. 18 seconds left, 91-74. Buffalo, UB will reel off their 13th straight win. They will pick up their 32nd win on the season and the second round of the tournament coming up. Bobby Hurley approaches midcourt. His former assistant, Nate Oates, there as well. They shake hands, and that's it. Buffalo 91, Arizona State 74, the final. UB rolls on to the round of 32.
Incredibly impressive performance by the Bulls. They did almost everything right. They shot well over 50%, almost 40% from three. They completely suffocated Arizona State's offense to 3 of 22 from three-point distance. And by the way, out-rebounded the Sun Devils 42-26 on the way to a borderline dominant victory.
They were up by 13 at halftime. They win by 17, 91-74, UB over Arizona State. Our Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill postgame show begins next. You're listening to UB Bulls basketball from the tournament from Learfield IMG College.
Right on time, Sneak. Hope you enjoyed that. 91-74. The women are going to win, too. They're up 7 over Rutgers at the line with under 30 seconds to go.
All right. But that really wasn't nerve-wracking at all.
Not even a little
bit.
From
the time we did the 4:30 sports update.
Right. Soon as Sal hung up.
Right on through.
It was easy.
I did the sports update we did the sports update, and I started reading a bunch of stuff, and I looked up, and UB had just started going, and they never really stopped. So, cozy.
91-74. You already did it. Good. 6 more points.
I put that up there a while ago.
They are the definition of a pick 9,
yeah.
You know, gem.
Well, I'm trying to be objective.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
You went for VCU instead.
Right, right. Yeah, that's how I, you know, someone's got to be, you know, I don't know.
Someone's got to be that.
Holy
guy.
Cow. Sorry, well, go ahead.
Last year, here I think is the national perspective. Last year, Buffalo, they've been in the tournament. Yeah. And then the Arizona game pulled away, big upset. Wow, cool. Then they went away. They lost by 20 to Kentucky. It wasn't a blowout, really, but it kind of ended up, it was 20. This year, you go, you know, it evolves, it continues. You go into this year, you're the team that did that. And a couple of early non-conference wins, and you're ranked. And you stay ranked the whole year. The sixth seed was worse than he wanted, than they wanted, but whatever. And I think back to the national perspective, here's your game where you define what you are. And it's cruel. It's one game. If you have a bad day today,
right,
then you go back away. You disappear again, at least for the time being.
Nationally and to some extent locally.
Okay. They don't. They crushed this team today and just further legitimized their program and themselves in this landscape. So now, Texas Tech on Sunday. Today was super impressive, which would come to as no surprise to any of their loyal followers. There was never really a good reason to doubt this. Like, they didn't have to win big, but you've got seniors, you've got a well-balanced, well-run team here. Why would they, crack? And they did the opposite.
Right.
So now Texas Tech, and they'll probably be a underdog of a few points, but it's a winnable game and a very interesting opportunity for them that if they were to win then, it would get even cooler.
Yep. Maybe the most, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of things you can choose to be impressed by. Their overall style, their shooting, their defense, defensive pressure. But the fact that they didn't crack, Nate Oates has talked pretty big most of the time he's been this team's coach. I remember, us talking to him, and this came up when we spoke with him yesterday as well, going into the MAC tournament last year as the favorite, as the one. And I asked him something, this is sort of a pretty standard question about being the top seed and the pressure, and he said it means we're good. Like we're good, and that's fine with us. We're good, and you know, today represented another level of pressure. I think like you're not only the favorite in Cleveland in the MAC tournament, you're favored in an NCAA tournament game. Sure, you didn't get your 4 or your 5 seed, but still, you're favored. You're playing against a team coached by the guy that hired you out of high school on top of it. And so you might be yourself inclined to be a little tense about that, and your players could have picked up on that, but no. I mean, this came out here and just smoked it.
The women's game is now over.
Thought I had it, but Joe was right there. Not surprising.
82-71. This was a close game throughout, and UB much the best in the last 5 minutes or so to win by 11. So now the UB women on Sunday will play almost definitely UConn on UConn's home court. And even that is an accomplishment, you know, like a second round. When Rutgers coach Vivian Stringer, like she's a legend, but I don't think she's with them. I vaguely remember that story. But anyway, now it's Oriema. Assuming UConn wins tonight in its game, they are a 37-point favorite at home. I think it's Towson, maybe. So look at this. We are back here again with these two teams.
Right. They'll both play on Sunday.
Hopefully not at the same time, I guess.
Right. That would be nice if we could avoid that. I mean, I don't know how predetermined those sorts of things are.
Tremendous job. Oregon.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of tremendous jobs.
Wisconsin has they scored like 2 points in the last hour.
Up 12 with 4 minutes, Oregon.
Oregon, yeah. This is a huge swing in our pick nine. Which the three of us, Joe, Mike, and myself, picked 9 teams out of the tournament at a suggestion of one of Mike's friends. And you both have Oregon. You also have UC Irvine, who will play Oregon if Oregon holds on to this now 14-point lead. Wisconsin got a basket, so I botched that. But 12. Whatever. Anyway, you got this 12 and like just another at least 12 coming. Or the 13, whatever.
Right,
like
right.
You're piling up points.
I have the 12-13 teams in the 12-13 game.
Right. That's pretty nice.
That is nice.
Joe's only
plus
got
Murray
Oregon.
State.
Right.
And Buffalo.
I'm going to have to stay up tonight and watch St. Louis. That's what's going to happen.
I have one loss.
Yeah, you only lost Nevada. Ooh. That's it. Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you. Joe, what do you want to do? I usually hear this line.
Let's take a break.
What do you want to do? You want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right. We have phone lines open on UB's wins.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number. And most of the controversy from earlier has dissipated about the subs.
Oh, there's a whole new thing about broilers, though.
Yeah, not really understanding what that means.
Yeah.
That's right. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. UB over Arizona State. Bobby Hurley's team, big. 91-74. This is WGR.
Back down the much shorter Remy Martin. Still backing him down. Now finds Perkins for a three. Yes! From straight away, Perkins swished it. 72-49 Buffalo.
This is Josh Wetzel. You heard the last 6 minutes or so on WGR. UB dominating Bobby Hurley and Arizona State. 91-74. I mean, I follow somewhat close attention to this. I mean, I'm not super fan, but I'm really into it. And I have nothing but respect and appreciation for Hurley. Like 5 years ago or 6 years ago, whenever it was, like right before they hired him, that was surreal when they hired him.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's going to happen? And we're here now, and it's been enough time for him to be on the losing end of a tournament beatdown to the UB Bulls. So I'm grateful for him. And Nate Oates has been on the show a lot. He's very accommodating. He's been on all the shows a lot. You know, like he will always say yes. And he was on with us yesterday and said that he's edgy and funny. And he mentioned how I asked him about the media there. He's like, every single question I just got for 20 minutes was about Bobby Hurley. And so I feel like Nate might go to the press conference tonight and say,
anybody want to ask me about Bobby Hurley?
Anybody want to talk about my team? Like he's edgy like that, but he likes Hurley and admires right. him and appreciates him. And they he says they talk all the time. He had a feeling that they would be seated together when the brackets were playing out, and he texted him and talked to him that night. Like, you know, wouldn't they just do that?
Right.
So sure, it's all good. Yeah,
there's no way you don't feel some debt of gratitude to a guy that hires you into Division I basketball from high school basketball, which is what Hurley did when Nate Oates came here. So, yeah, I mean, no doubt. Yeah, I don't have I wouldn't be thinking about Bobby Hurley at all if UB weren't in this spot. So to say if UB weren't as good, you know, I might have some animosity about Bobby Hurley having left. I wouldn't. I wouldn't think about him at all. It'd just be a guy that was here for 2 minutes and then ultimately, you know, went on to bigger and better things. And I guess we're kind of used to that. So, yeah, I don't have any – I got no grudge. Like, it's all good, man. Like, you know, good luck. It's not – and it's not like he – sure, he used Buffalo as a stepping stone, but, like, that's college athletics. That's just how it goes. You're going to be a Division I basketball or football team and get any kind of decent someone who coaches you is probably going to bounce to something bigger and better right away. That's how it goes. So you just hope now whatever kind of success UB's having with Oates – doesn't result in him getting an offer that can't be refused right away. Like, even though he got a contract extension, they go on some kind of a run here. Somebody could come calling, and who knows what a guy will do. I certainly hope it doesn't come to that. But
if they win Sunday, I don't know. I guess it's relative. Just relatively speaking, it doesn't get a lot tougher than that. I mean, Texas Tech, best defensive team in America. They're the three. That's the next game. Michigan is the two. Michigan is a national power, but they're not a top five team. I mean, they're not like too good where you don't even, you just have to cross your fingers, I think. And then Gonzaga is the one. Like, if you win, there's also mileage and just like the longer you go, the more attention you get. And I mean, last year was fun and mostly surprising and a story. This year it's like, okay, the national basketball fan is like, I've heard about you all season. The record speaks for itself. You've been ranked all season. I remember last year. Now what? And then you get today, and okay, now we're favored. And Hurley's obviously credible. This is something. It's the tournament. You never know. Boom. That is just worth a lot of points. Tony is with us. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
What's up?
How you doing, guys? I'm so such a pleasure to be on the line with you guys.
Good. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. So, I'm calling from Connecticut. I'm just super stoked and excited. I just want to express my excitement on the air with you guys. I'm living in Connecticut, but from Buffalo, of course. And I'm just going around, talking to everybody about March Madness and repping Buffalo. And it just feels good to get some national recognition. I'm even questioning going to the next game over here in Storrs, Connecticut.
Right.
That's near where you live?
Not even. It's like an hour away, actually. But, I mean, it's worth it, man. I'm Buffalo. I even ordered a UB Buffalo hat. Like, I'm just, like, super excited. I'm so passionate about Buffalo. Buffalo everything. Go Buffalo. I even took them to go to the Final Four. But
yes.
It might not happen, but whatever, man. I want to be the guy from over here, and I'm just so passionate about it. And it just feels good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Enjoy it, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, thank you.
Yep. I mean, I don't know everything about what we're doing this weekend, but I feel like Sunday is a thing we will all watch. This is like sit down and watch this game.
Oh yeah,
which does not happen in my house.
The whole family, right? Sure.
The Bills or Sabres, really. It's like usually the Bills. I'm here or at the stadium, and like this will definitely be an event Sunday. We don't know what time.
Right. Yeah. They did not have – they had the another game on the screen there that had a time posted for it, the Michigan game, but they don't have a time yet, at least when they showed the screen after
right,
the
game ended. That's tomorrow.
Oh, right, of course, sorry.
Yeah, they played yesterday.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Sorry. So, okay. Yeah.
So,
Good.
I guess when everything gets done tonight, so you might not know a game time for a long time. Like, it might make sense for them to wait until everybody's done tonight to like sort of piece the schedule, the television schedule together for Sunday.
Tomorrow, I bet, is when we find out.
Oh, tomorrow, not like late tonight. But
I don't. I'm not positive on that.
All right.
But I think tomorrow, like early in the day, maybe, right. Like early afternoon, maybe we find out.
All right. Speaking of game times, this is a little, you know, off subject here, but we mentioned a few times today in our updates that there's college hockey going on downtown at Harbor Center. And for people who are going down to see Niagara, Niagara is facing off in the second game of the Atlantic Conference semifinals. The first game of that between American International University and Robert Morris is going to overtime. So, Sneaky Joe, this pertains to you. You'll have a little bit of extra time to get downtown if you need it. It was supposed to face off at 7:30, but they're going to overtime. And the Niagara men's hockey account just tweeted out like 4 minutes ago that means the Niagara game will not start until almost an hour, 53 minutes after this game ends. So you're definitely not on track for any kind of a 7:30 start. You're closer to 8 o'clock already here. So just so you know, for your planning purposes.
Are you going down there too?
I'm not going to make it. No, I was going to go with Owen, but he's got something else going on. So
yeah?
Yeah, so no go for me.
Is it disco night at school? Disco prom? Do they have that?
I don't know.
Disco prom, Joe. Remember those days?
Nope.
Good job,
I
Joe.
I do not.
I won... I don't even, why would I even think to mention this, but I just thought of it, so too late. Sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade dance. They had like a raffle and I won a record, like a 45. Oh, Sherry, Steve Perry.
Okay.
I don't still have it, as far as I know. I might have only had it for a day.
That's a Steve Perry, not a Journey song?
Correct.
It's a
oh,
Steve
Sherry.
Perry solo song? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. With him singing, it's hard for me to really differentiate.
Yeah, you definitely know it's him.
Right, yeah.
But you don't know if it's them.
Right.
I think I won a Tayo Cruz CD at Teen Scene, which was the middle school dance at my school.
A what exactly?
Tayo Cruz.
Okay. Well, good.
Sometimes
he had Bulldog... such hits as a Dynamite was one of his hits.
Sometimes, Bulldog, you just call your number at one of these things. Next thing you know, you're walking out with Tayo Cruz or Steve Perry.
Right. You know, records. I don't have a CD player anymore.
I made a mistake here in posting this poll about the broiler earlier because I was making fun of you on the air about it, but I didn't make fun of you in the poll about it. I asked the question in such a way that people, I think, believe that I didn't know there was a broiler on the oven. And so I'm getting a lot of responses like, have you never made... Like, yes, that's not the point. I know. I'm not gonna have time to respond to all these people. There's lots of them.
It's like the old days when the radio show is the best you can do.
Right.
The best you can do to defend yourself is do it here. But on that tweet, it's too late.
I blew it, and there's no edit button.
Sorry, no, which is good.
Sorry, I got away from my microphone because I'm trying to respond to one guy who said, "Yikes, man, where have you been?" I feel the need to respond to him before I'm done with work for the week.
The tournament continues tonight. Oh, the song. The tournament continues tonight. Thanks for listening today, this week. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. See you Monday. We'll talk about what happens with UB on Sunday, men and women. This is WGR.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Gentlemen, be free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.